One Community Connection on the way next, brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and by First Baptist Church, and an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with another one of our great nonprofits and Boys and Girls Club. You've been with the Boys and Girls Club for more than a year, and I still want to put you in the other office that you used to hell. I'm sorry. Anyway, Anna Fisher in this morning from the Boys and Girls Club. Good morning,
yes,
Anna.
Yes, good morning, Charlie. Happy to be here.
And yeah, and of course, it was been news now for a couple of weeks, but the executive director that we threw to Arkansas is boomeranging back to Bartlesville.
Yes, he is, and we're so excited to have him come back. Jason has continued to be a good resource for me and for our club, even when he wasn't physically at our club. So we're excited to have him back on site and have his leadership back.
Well, I know he has some things to finish up there and,
yes.
and personal business as far as stuff getting moved back to Bartlesville
yes.
and that sort of thing.
Yes.
In the meantime, things are moving forward.
They are, yes. You know, he'll be back kind of part-time in December, letting his kids finish up the school year in Bentonville, and then full-time in January. But we're continuing to stay really busy. It's fun with the holidays coming up. We're
yeah.
getting to do lots of different Thanksgiving activities and really thinking about what we're thankful for. Tonight, actually, we have our big Thanksgiving dinner for the kids and their families. East Bartlesville Christian Church, who does all of our food prep throughout the entire year, they really go the extra mile tonight and prepare a wonderful, delicious Thanksgiving meal and serve a whole bunch of kids and then families too, which is exciting.
That's tremendous. And I think, you know, regardless of who these kids are, where their families come from, or who they are, socioeconomic, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
To get that many kids around a bunch of food for Thanksgiving,
yes.
it's going to be a fun experience.
It is. It's something that I've gotten to witness before as a volunteer and then last year too at the club. And there is just something about sharing a meal together that I think is really special, mm-hmm. and having kind of the club family vibe with then actually getting to interact with our parents it's really cool. And then our board gets to participate in our staff. And so it is just one big joyful time.
Is that all part of their $15 a year?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I know. No extra cost for Thanksgiving meal.
Well, a total of 25 if you count the summer. Huh?
Right, yes. Yeah. But in this after school time, yeah, and all of our members are welcome. And then, you know, whoever they live with. And it's a fun time, too, since we have our teens off-site, you know, in the their teen center. A lot of them have siblings mm-hmm. that are at the Seminole Club. And so it's a fun time for them to get to be together as a family. I'm really just always amazed when I start seeing how all the families are formed together, that we do have so many siblings and cousins and friends, and so then getting their parents in the club is really cool.
So really that Boys and Girls Club family really means something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, kind of like a double family. So it's really cool, and it's a special time, so we're excited to get that all prepped for them today and celebrate.
You're not overrun yet with earth moving equipment?
No, but they really have made a lot of progress. It is pretty impressive how quickly they've moved and flattened out the ground and really have built up part of it. I don't know much about construction, but it's been pretty cool to get to see the change happening. I jump out of my car almost daily I have my spot that I stand and get a picture. And I think they're going to start pouring concrete within a week or so.
No, I can see some Anna Fisher time-lapse photography yes. postbook stuff going
yes,
on here.
That's my goal. Yeah. I hope that I've done a good enough job to be able to have a cool video when it's all said and done of the progress.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yes.
There are probably some kids at the club who can help you with that.
Yes, you know, I am not the best with, I can take pictures and I can post them on social media, but editing videos and putting music over things, little out of my league. But we do have a lot of kids that are a lot more talented than I am in those areas.
I think it goes back to the first VCR or something, you know. just get a kid to do it for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's been it's fun to see what they can do. And then we're actually going to be working with a kid from Tri-County who's in their East program, and he is going to come with some actual video equipment and film some of our kids and kind of what a day at the club looks like, and then edit it for us so that we'll have that. So that's another kind of cool partnership that a high schooler mm-hmm. is going to come in and do for us and kind of get to see you know, what perspective he catches of the kids.
Well, and yeah, somebody with a photographic eye will see things that, that, you know, you're there every day. Sure, it goes on. It's routine. Ignore it. You know.
Right.
You
yes.
know.
Yes.
But it'll be something special for somebody from outside.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be cool to see. You know, we want to do some kind of interviews with the kids and. With those things, you never know what they're going to say. So it's
Trust
always.
Me, I've been there, done that
yes,
one.
Yes. Sometimes you expect them to say. Actually, last Thanksgiving, I had just started at the club, and I remember trying to go around and get some really cute, you know, sweet quotes from these precious kids. And so I went up to one girl and I said, "Can you tell me what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving season?" And she said, "I'm thankful for peas." And I was like, okay, that's not exactly what I was looking for. If that's what you're thankful for, I'm glad that you like peas. That's
there,
great.
There you go. And I hope she got a lot of them.
Yes, she did. What 6-year-old likes peas? But that's okay. It was candid.
That's the nice thing about vegetables. There's something for everybody.
There's something for everybody, yes.
We will take a break. I need to laugh. We'll continue in just a moment on K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, Anna Fisher in from the Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, big changes going on and, of course, changes in personnel. But, mm-hmm. you know, the kids, I think they kind of take that all in their stride, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And I think that that's something that's really, you know, that we've tried as a staff, even as we've had kind of these transition times and new things going on, is that our programs run the same as they always do. And we do provide consistency, so the kids know what to expect when they come into the club.
Well, and for any youngster who has been around longer than, I don't remember how many months, I'm going to say longer than about a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of like Jason, we never left. You know?
Exactly, yes. And so I think that we tried to keep it quiet, you know, there for a little bit of time, but even when Jason snuck into the staff meeting that we had when they told us he was coming back, one of the teens, who was a junior staff, saw him and then had already texted all of her friends. So they all already knew, you know, just by seeing him at the club, that that must have meant he was coming back.
Sure.
And just that they're so excited, especially the teens that were in, what, first grade or second grade when Jason first came. They really grew up with him at the club.
Mm-hmm.
And so now getting to have him come back is just really special.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, it's that for those of us that are adults that are too far removed from that experience, but you know, you see that favorite teacher from high school and you're now, you know, 25 years out.
Yes.
It's just special. You know?
It is special. Yeah. And I think that Jason is just a very unique leader, that he has the ability to do the administrative things, to do the fundraising things, to do the daily operations things that aren't very glamorous, all while still having the kids know who he is and see him and respect him as an authority figure, but also someone that they can trust.
I say this with a smile on my face because I think I know, but what was Jason's reaction to the more than 1,000 members?
Yeah. He was shocked, and I think that was... it was fun because we've kept him in the loop about things, but since he hasn't been there day to day, you know, he keeps up with us on social media or he'll phone call and check in. But they actually shared a story there, Jason did, with Scott Ambler, who is on our board now, about a time that they went to see Mr. Silas when Jason had just started. And they were serving about 200, 300 kids a year. And Mr. Silas said, "You should be serving 1,000 kids at that club every year." And they just kind of walked away discouraged, like, there's no way we'll ever achieve that. So then to cross that 1,000 kid mark is, it's something really special and something that I know is special, but I haven't been there for so long. So then to hear, you know, Scott share that story with our board, somebody who's seen the club when it wasn't at its fullest and wasn't reaching a ton and ton of kids, it really puts it into perspective.
Well, looking just at round figures, and it doesn't matter, you know, 200 to 1,000, so that's five times, mm-hmm. you know, growth. You know, just to say to you today, mm-hmm. you know, you should be running 5,000 kids.
Yeah, right.
You know,
it's like, what? And I've had people ask, you know, what do you think that you'll serve daily in this new facility? And we've heard crazy figures, you know, that your average daily attendance will double in the first year. Well, we're serving about 200 kids a day. So picturing 400 kids a day coming through the club is, in our current space, something that's very overwhelming. But it's very exciting to think that that is why we're doing this capital campaign. That is what our goal is to serve more kids, because we know that there's so many more kids, even though we're reaching a lot of them. There's more that can benefit from the services that we provide.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to think that we're still going to continue growing and expanding.
And part of that growth goes on a day-to-day basis, one or two mm-hmm. kids a week maybe.
Yes.
But you know, when you put them all together and look at the numbers or mm-hmm. the faces,
yes,
that's a lot of kids.
It is a lot of kids. And it's been cool because there are, you know, they're trickling in one a week, two a week. And since it is a club family, you recognize those new faces. Mm-hmm. And so they're so proud coming in with their new club member card. And then they get a tour by one of their other peers, which is precious when the kids give each other tours. And they're introducing everybody and stopping in each staff office and saying what this person does and what time we eat and how we rotate and really kind of filling them in on the loop and making the kids that are new feel comfortable and not overwhelmed, or like they don't know anybody yet, so they can't fit in. So it's been really cool to see that.
My first day at summer camp sort of thing.
Yeah, yes, exactly, where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of overwhelmed. But then when they see those familiar faces of kids that they go to school with, kids that maybe are in their class, but then they get to meet new friends too that, you know, when you're in elementary school, your world is kind of so small. You yeah. just have your core class that you see in your family, and if you go to church or do other activities, but the club really allows you to make a lot of friends very
and
quickly.
And those eighth graders or high school kids are a kind of a mystery, like, you know, they're
yes.
so huge.
Yes.
Get away from me.
Yeah.
You've got an event coming up first part of December that
yes.
we need to spend a little bit of time on.
Yeah, we do. So this is our Great Futures Luncheon. We've kind of rebranded it. It is kind of a birthday celebration. So we were chartered in November. So we kind of celebrate early December. And we are bringing in J.C. Watts, former House of Representative Congress member. And big shout out to Kevin and Dory Potter, by the way, for helping us get in touch with Mr. Watts and bring him here. As you know, they have many connections and they're always very gracious to lend their support. So we're excited to have him come. And this is a free luncheon that we have at the club. It's in our gym. We're going to have it catered by Price's Meat Market. So we're really excited about that. And we'll just get to share a little bit about the mission of the club. We'll introduce our new Youth of the Year for the upcoming year, and she'll go and compete in April. And so it's really a fun time to learn more about the club, get to interact with some of the kids. We have our Youths of the Month, if their parents allow them to get out of school for this special event. And they kind of escort people to their seats and sit down and have lunch with everybody. And so it's a really unique, really fun event. And so it's on December 6th at the Boys and Girls Club over the lunch hour, so 11:30 to 1. And it's free to attend. You just need to RSVP so that we can kind of plan food, headcount, tables, things like that.
Yeah, one of those things that's, you know, you probably have enough food, but it's kind of like, really, I need to get another table set up.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly. Yes, kind of just, we're expecting a good crowd. You know, last year we had probably close to 120 people, and mm-hmm. so we're expecting a good crowd. And kind of our theme is we're building on great futures, you know, because this will be, knock on wood, the last event that we have in this gym.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our new facility should be complete in time next year that we can hold this luncheon in our brand new gym. So it's really exciting. It'll be a good time to come back if you haven't been to the club recently, or even if you come all the time. It's fun to see the gym decorated yeah. and have tables in it and not have hula hoops and basketballs flying all over the place.
It's a busy place either way.
Either way, yes.
But it's all due to the efforts of so many people. And I know it's so cliched, it's kind of like, really, you're mentioning this, but you literally are standing on the shoulders of the people that came before.
That is absolutely right. And I think that it's a humbling thing to get to be a part of every day. And I hear from so many people, staff and volunteers and board members, you know, it's just, it's really cool to be able to invest your time into a place that you know is making a difference. And that's why people keep coming and keep building and keep helping us grow and reach these new milestones, because they really believe in the mission of the Boys and Girls Club. And the things that we're doing today are allowing our kids to achieve great futures when they graduate and when they move on. And even now when they're, you know, kindergarten, third graders, they're still living their great futures.
Well, and I've talked in the past years on our United Way focus programs to either board members or alumni of mm-hmm. this or some other Boys and Girls Club mm-hmm. across the country. And the locations change, the names change, but the story mm-hmm. is a lot the same.
Yes, it is. And it's, especially with this club, you know, having so many years of service in Bartlesville, there are so many alums out there. And it's been really rewarding for me to get to go around and meet people who are alums. And just yesterday, I was at Kiwanis and Harvey Little was leading us in the songs, as he always does. And he sang a Boys and Girls Club song because he is a Boys and Girls Club kid. He didn't go to this Boys and Girls Club, but he still remembers those experiences that he had and the cute songs. And actually, he said they used to come on the radio and sing, mm-hmm. and I would love to have our kids come do that. They would love it.
we can extend the microphone down to the street level because I can't fit all those kids in here.
That would be the thing.
If you bring them, we'll work it out.
Yes, but it's really cool to hear the different stories. But you're right, it is. It's all the same of the resources that they were given, the opportunities that they were given as kids, and then for them to be able to look back and say that that had an impact on their lives, especially when they're adults looking back, is it's a really cool thing to get to hear.
Yeah. If people would like to give to your capital campaign, we've only got about half a minute left, but how do
yeah.
they do it?
They can get in touch with me. Give me a call at the club, 918-336-3636, and I can walk you through everything, send you some documents if you need that. But we do have about $600,000 left to raise, so we're still working so that we can serve more kids in this new facility.
You didn't use the word, but I kind of heard a nonverbal only
$600,000. Yes. It's still time to get involved and put your name on this great project that will be there and impact generations and generations of kids.
And, of course, you are a beneficiary of the United Way as
yes.
well. And all those United Way dollars go to benefit our community.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Donate, live, advocate.
Give, advocate, volunteer.
There you go.
Yep.
All part of that. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network on K1.
ONN News, all right.